发出。
And from the throne proceed lightning, thundering, and voices.
这个是代表神的一个威严。
This is symbolic of God's awesomeness.
以色列人他们到西乃山下。
When the Israelites came to the foot of Mount Sinai,
神就在西乃山上用这种雷风、闪电、角声、地震来降服这个以色列人。
God, in the same way, used lightning, thundering, earthquake to strike fear into the Israelites.
他们都在这种恐惧战惊的当下跟神来立约。
In fear and trembling, they set the covenant with God.
所以这边讲到宝座有这些要素跑出来。
And here, at the mention of the throne, the same elements are mentioned.
代表说我们在教会里面要用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
This symbolizes to us, while in the church, we have to worship God with, and serve Him with awesome and fear.
因为我们的神是烈火。
Because God is an awesome fire.
我们不可以轻慢。
And we cannot disrespect Him.
好，那这宝座又有七盏火灯在宝座前点着。
Before the throne, there were seven lamps of fire burning before.
那七灯就是神的七灵。
The seven lamps represents God's seven spirits.
这个七代表一种完成完全数。
Seven is a symbolic number of perfection.
这边特别讲到七灯就是神的七灵。
The seven lamps represent the seven spirits of God.
完全的圣灵就是圣灵充满的意思。
Meaning that there is complete Holy Spirit filled with the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣说他是世上的光。
Lord Jesus says that he is light of the world.
跟从他的人就不在黑暗里面行。
And those who follow him will no longer walk in darkness.
必要得着生命的光。
And they shall receive the light of life.
所以他是七盏，这个宝座是七盏火灯点着的。
This throne is lit up by seven lamps.
那我们现在信了耶稣。
Nowadays we believe in Jesus Christ.
我们也要借着生活将生命的光彰显出来。
And we too must, through our lives, shine forth the light of Christ.
所以主耶稣说我们是世上的光，世上的盐。
Lord Jesus compares us to the light of the world and the salt on the earth.
彼得前书第二章第九节就讲。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类。
Only you are the chosen people.
有君尊的祭司。
You are the holy priesthood.
是圣洁的国度。
And a holy nation.
是属神的子民。
One who belong to God.
要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙。光明者的美德。
And to call you out of darkness into the brightness of God.
谁召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明？
Who is the one who has called us forth from the darkness into light?
耶稣。
Jesus Christ.
所以我们被赋予去彰显耶稣的美德。
Thus we are entrusted to shine forth the goodness of Christ.
就是借着我们的生活我们的行为。
It is through our life and our deeds.
那你要能够彰显基督的生命。
In order to magnify the life of Christ,
必须要求圣灵充满。
We must pursue for the fullness of Holy Spirit.
七盏火灯，那个圣灵带领你来发光。
And allow the seven lamps of fire and Holy Spirit's guidance to help us shine forth.
如果每一位弟兄姐妹都能够生活发光
，If each one of us can shine forth light in our daily lives,
你自然就能够你的光就能够引导坐在死荫幽黑暗里面的人，把他引到这个平安的路上来。
Then very naturally, the light we reflect will guide the people who are living in darkness to the throne of God.
你怎么会怕说那个传福音很困难
？How would we fear that preaching the gospel is difficult?
现在可是现在我们教会普遍性很软弱。
However, nowadays our churches are commonly very weak.
信徒的家庭有很多人都不能发光。
A lot of the members in the household cannot shine forth God's light.
没办法让未信的家人或是亲戚朋友左邻右舍看到你生命的光。
We are unable to shine forth the light of life in our family or to our neighbors.
更别想你开口向他们传福音。
Not to mention preaching and evangelizing to them.
因为我们没办法发光。
And because we fail to shine forth light.
教会好像停滞不前。
And our church is stagnant.
所以就开始紧张。
And we panic.
借用人的智慧去外面找了很多方法来传福音。
Using human wisdom, we try to find various worldly means in order to evangelize.
那从来不去想说这些方法是不是合神的旨意。
And never occur to us whether these methods are according to God's will.
只是用人的意思来想，这个这不错。
Rather, we use your human rationale to think this is a good idea.
甚至有人已经宣告说，没有服务就没有福音。
And some people even proclaim that without service, there is no gospel.
这个其实就是我们未来的一个很大的挑战。
This is a great challenge facing us.
代表说我们七盏火灯没有点得很亮。
Symbolizing that our seven lamps of fire are not brightly lit.
然后第六节就说宝座啊，好像一个玻璃海。又如同水晶。
Verse 6 states, Before the throne, there was a sea of glass like crystal.
海代表苦难的世界。
The sea represents the toilsome world.
但是这是一个玻璃海。
But this is a sea of glass.
虽然我们处在这个苦难的世界。
And even though we are in this troublesome world.
但是我们已经被主耶稣拣选进来了。
But Lord Jesus has already chosen us into coming to the fold.
所以我们在基督里有平安的。
And therefore, in Christ, we have peace.
主耶稣说，你们在世上有苦难。
Lord Jesus says that in this world, you have troubles.
但你们放心。
But take heart.
你们在我里面有平安。
In me, you will find peace.
因为我胜过了世界。
For I have overcome the world.
耶稣是胜过世界的救赎主。
Lord Jesus is the Savior that triumphed over this world.
他可以走在世界的海面上。
He is able to walk upon the worldly sea.
我们抓住他的应许。
When we seize upon his promise.
一样能够走在世界的海面上。
We too can walk on the ocean surface.
不会在世界的海中浮沉。
We will not go and sink up and down on this world.
你走在世界的海面上，得胜世界，你自然就得到平安。
When we can walk upon the worldly sea, we will naturally receive the peace from God.
所以我们这个宝座是一个玻璃海。
Therefore, this throne, precious throne, is a glassy sea.
又如同水晶。
Like crystal.
反照基督的恩典。
It is able to reflect the grace of Christ.
然后宝座中跟宝座周围有四活物。
In the midst of the throne and round the throne were four living creatures.
这个我们等一下再来解释。
We'll go on to this later.
好，这以上所看到就是天上的宝座。
So we have seen this heavenly throne.
好，那这个天上的宝座等怎么从天降下来呢？
How does this heavenly throne come down from above?
要其实就是借着更美的应许。
It is through the far better promise.
我们来看那个耶利米书。
Jeremiah.
耶利米书三十一章
Jeremiah 31
31章31节到34节
Verse 31 to 34. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more.
好，三十一节、三十二节谈到旧约的软弱。
Verse 31 and 32 speaks of the weakness in the Old Testament.
所以神废掉了。
And thus God abolished it.
那现在呢，要另立一个新约。
Now God is going to establish a new covenant.
这个新约神说要把他的律法刻在我们心里面。
In this new covenant, God will inscribe His laws in our heart.
旧约是用神的指头写在石板。
In the Old Testament, God wrote the laws upon the stone tablets.
以色列人虽然启示，仍然没办法遵行。
And even though the Israelites were revealed of the laws, they could not obey it.
那新约要刻在我们的心板上吗？
In the New Testament, God will inscribe these laws upon our mind and heart.
借什么来刻？
Through what?
就是借着圣灵。
Through Holy Spirit.
把圣灵把神的话刻在我们心里边。
Holy Spirit will inscribe the words of God and His command upon our heart.
然后呢，他们不需要别人来教导自己。
And no longer will we need teachers to teach us.
说你该认识神。
To tell us that we ought to know the God.
因为从最小到最大都必认识神。
For from the least to the greatest will all know God.
谁来带领？
Who is the one who will lead them?
圣灵。
Holy Spirit.
应许的圣灵降在我们心中。
The promised Holy Spirit is poured into our heart.
他要带领我们进入真理。
He will guide us to enter into the truth.
让我们满心明白神的旨意。
So that we will fully understand God's will.
我们软弱的时候。
When we are weak.
圣灵带导。
Holy Spirit will pray and intercede for us.
圣灵引导我们，把我们做不到的 这些神的真理把它实践出来。
Holy Spirit will help us to carry forward and practice what we cannot do in our physical form.
这个就是圣灵更新的作用。
For this is the purpose of the renewal of Holy Spirit.
所以至终我们每一个人都会认识神。
And thus, ultimately, every one of us will come to know God.
不像以色列人。
Unlike the Israelites.
祭司怎么教导律法？
How the priests taught them about the laws.
教导到最后，大家都在拜偶像。
Until the very end, all of them became idol worshippers.
但我们今天新的约不是这样子。
But not so with the New Testament today.
不用别人教导。
In the New Covenant, we don't need others to teach us.
很可惜的，我们的弟兄姐妹。
But unfortunately for brothers and sisters.
有许多人把圣灵只是当作祷告会录教而已。
A lot of people just consider Holy Spirit as a mere speaking in tongues.
我得救也忘了。
And saying that I have hope in salvation.
忘掉圣灵是当保惠师。
But they have forgotten that Holy Spirit has a function as a counselor.
要引导我们进入真理的。
To guide us into the truth.
要引导我们把真理实践出来的。
To guide us to fulfill the truth of God.
没办法去靠圣灵。
We are unable to depend on the Holy Spirit.
我们所追求的圣灵充满只是祷告的充满。
What we pursue for the fullness of the Holy Spirit is merely speaking in tongue in the prayer.
早上啊，郭执事啊，他有引用以西结书47章第二节到第四节。
In the morning, we heard Ezekiel chapter 47:1-2.
圣灵的水势越来越高。
The water of the Holy Spirit will rise higher and higher.
那个每量一千肘。其实你可以把它解释成为说一种操练。
Every 1,000 cubits were a certain period of trial.
你的追求，你的操练。
Your pursuit and your training.
刚开始的时候，圣灵很微弱。
In the beginning, the Holy Spirit is very weak.
当然人意就很强。
And of course, the human will is very strong.
你要，因为它只有到踝子骨，所以你要走路走在水中很简单。
Because it's only ankle high, so it's easy to walk.
但慢慢追求到膝盖。
And later, it rises to our knee.
稍微有一点阻力，可是还可以。
There is still some resistance, but we can still walk.
再量一千肘。
And another 1,000 cubits.
到了腰部。
Until our waist.
这个就是圣灵跟人意在抵挡了。
And there is a struggle between the Holy Spirit and the human will.
当你想要用人意来做事侍奉的时候，你就会发现很困难。
When we try to serve God with our human will, you discover that it's hard.
最后再量一千肘。
And another 1,000 cubits.
成为不能走的河。
It became a river that cannot be crossed.
游泳的。
You have to swim in it instead.
但游泳逆水而游很困难。
When you are swimming against the current, it's very hard.
你应该是让它顺水而游。
It's much easier when you
完全没有自己的意识。
Swim according to the current without your self-will. You allow the Holy Spirit to guide you completely.
这个才就是用圣灵的充满。
And this is the fullness of Holy Spirit.
所以新的约。就是要让我们达到这样的境界。
In the new covenant, this is the state of mind that we have to achieve.
更美的应许是什么
？What is the far better promise？
最后那一句话。
In the very last statement.
我要那个赦免他们的罪。
I will forgive their iniquity.
不再纪念他们的罪恶。
And remember their sins no more.
神亲自宣告不再纪念他们的罪恶。
The Lord personally proclaimed that He will remember their sins no more.
这个就是为什么我们。一次受洗就可以得救。
This is the reason why we are baptized once and we are saved.
不然的话，我们软弱的时候怎么办
？Otherwise, what happens when we become weak?
难道主耶稣一直为我们钉死十字架吗
？Will the Lord Jesus continue to be crucified for us?
没有啊，他一次为我们献祭就永远成全了。
No, He only crucified for us
once and
for all. According to this promise here.
所以，当我们在基督里面有软弱的时候
，When we are weak within Christ,
被偶然过患所胜。
Or we are overcome by our weaknesses.
我们就要到他施恩的宝座前。
Then we have to come before this throne of mercy to acknowledge our sins.
神是信实的
，because God is trusting.
他的宝血必要重新洁净我们每一个人。
And His precious blood will cleanse us of all our sins.
这是约翰一书第一章第八节到第十节所讲的。
First John chapter 1:8-9 tells us.
他重新跟我们洁净。
That He will renew us and wash us clean.
就是凭着这一个更美的应许。
Based on this.Far better promise.
好，那今天天上的帐幕就是凭着这个更美的应许降下来。
Now today, according to this far better promise, the heavenly throne descended upon us.
我们来看这个希伯来书第八章。
Hebrews chapter 8.
第八章第六节
Verse 6
到第六节就好了
Verse 6 But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises.
你看他谈到主耶稣今天在天上做执事。
And Lord Jesus is the high priest in heaven today.
就是慈悲忠信的大祭司。
He is the merciful, great high priest.
因为他是做更美之约的中保。
For he has become the mediator of a better covenant.
大祭司的职分就是一种中保的职分。
The job duty of a high priest is to act as a mediator.
这个约是凭着更美的应许立的。
This covenant is established based on a better promise.
怎么降下来呢?
How is it descended?
就是要耶稣基督为我们钉死十字架。
Through Lord Jesus being crucified on the cross.
从身上流宝血。
Through the pouring out of his blood. 来赎我们的罪。To redeem our sins.
所以主耶稣在吃最后晚餐的时候。
During the last supper.
他拿起葡萄汁祝谢。
Lord Jesus consecrated the cup.
他就说这杯是用我的血。跟你们立的新约
He said that this cup is the blood of the new covenant I set with you.
是为你们流出来的。
It has been shed for your sake.
天上的宝座被建在地上，降从天上降下来，建立在地上。
The heavenly throne descended upon earth and to be established here.
就是借着耶稣流宝血所设立。
Is established through the shedding of Lord Jesus' precious blood.
主耶稣身上流出水跟血。
Through Lord Jesus' body, we can see the pouring, outpouring of blood and water.
这几天我不断地在解释这个问题。
This few days, we continue to talk about this issue.
是应验撒迦利亚书十三章第一节的预言。
This is in fulfillment of Zechariah chapter 13, verse 1.
在末后的日子
，that in the end
要为以色列家跟耶路撒冷的居民
，for the sake of the house of Israel and Judah,
开一个泉源洗除罪恶跟污秽。
There will be a new fountain of blood.To wash away all filthiness.
主耶稣身上开出来的。
And this has been opened through the body of Christ.
为什么要流水跟血?
Why does he need to pour forth blood and water?
旧约的选民犯罪。
Because in the Old Testament, the elect people had sinned.
罪要得到赦免。
And for the sin to be forgiven,
要经过两道手续。
It must go through two processes.
第一个就是要去献祭赎罪。
Step one is to offer sacrifices to redeem the
sin. 献完祭要洗澡。
And after the sacrifice, they have to wash themselves.
所以献赎罪祭代表生命的代赎。
So to offer the sacrifices of sin is to redeem the life.
因为血是活物的生命。
For blood represents the life of a creature.
所以是一种生命代赎。
Thus, it's a redemption of life.
水是一个洁净。
Whereas water is cleansing.
可是主耶稣身上流出来水跟血。
But from the body of Christ, you can see the outpouring of blood and water.
那是两千年前的事。
That happened 2,000 years ago.
我们今天去海里面洗礼，难道就真的能洁净你的心灵吗？
Today, when we go baptized in the ocean, can the ocean water wash away our sins and soul?
一切都是要圣灵来见证。
Everything needs to be witnessed by Holy Spirit.
如果没有圣灵，什么都不要讲。
Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot talk about anything.
所以约翰一书第五章第六节就讲。
First John chapter 5 verse 6.
耶稣是带着水跟血而来。
That Lord Jesus came through blood and water.
不是单用水，也不是单用血。
Not just water, or just blood.
是用水又用血。
But through water and blood.
并且有圣灵做见证。
And witnesses by Holy Spirit.
也就是圣灵的见证这一个重生的喜
which is the testimony of the washing of rebirth
我们再看一次使徒行传
turn to book of Acts
20章这个地球上有两千多个教派
on earth there are more than 2,000 Christian denominations
20章的28节
verse 28 Acts 20 verse 28
好
Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood.
大家都自称是教会。
Everyone claimed to be the church of God.
可是我在这边要慎重地告诉弟兄姐妹。
But I must tell you seriously here.
圣经对教会，它是有一个特有的定义。
The Bible has a very specific definition of a church.
那个定义是什么？
What is that definition?
你看那个这边二十八节讲的
，as stated in verse 28，
神的教会
It is the church of God.
就是耶稣用自己的血所救赎出来的。
Which Jesus Christ purchased with his own blood.
人可以自称说，教会没问题。
It's fine for a person to claim that they've established a church.
但问题是神的眼中是不是教会。
But the question is, in God's eyes, is it considered his church?
因为圣经已经定义好了。
Because the Bible has already set this definition.
它是一个特有名词。
This is a specific term.
神的教会。
God's church.
代表耶稣的宝血所救赎出来的这些人集合起来。
It's defined by the body of believers which have been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ.
那耶稣的宝血要救赎，一定要有圣灵的见证。
Now for the blood of Christ to be witnessed, it must accompany by Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵的见证，那只是一个入教仪式。
Without the witness of Holy Spirit, that baptism is mere acknowledgement.
是一种心智的表达。
It's an expression of the heart.
没办法受你的罪。
It cannot wash away your sin.
但是圣灵的见证。
But with the witness of Holy Spirit,
就让我们这个洗礼成为能够洁净我们的罪给我们重生的一个洗礼。
It empowers our baptism to wash away our sins and give us a renewed life.
所以虽然地上有2000多个教派。
Now, even though on earth there may be more than 2,000 denominations,
他们只是传基督的授团。
But they are mere organizations that preach about Christ.
在神的眼中不是教会。
In the eyes of God, they are not considered God's church.
不要搞混，不要被骗。
Don't be deceived.
现在有人就是要把我们这个神的教会把它弄成跟人的授团 搞成一起。
And nowadays, people try to confuse or deceive us, saying that the Church of God is equal to just regular human organizations.
让我们对这个神的教会的概念失去信心。
And to blurry and make us lose trust in the Church of God.
我们来看哥林多前书12章。
First Corinthians chapter 12.
12:13.
Verse 13. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit.
好，耶稣的宝血怎么样临到我们？那个受罪功效怎么临到我们身上
？How does the effect of the washing of sins through the blood of Christ come to us?
这边就讲，不管你是什么种族
，Here it says, no matter what
社会什么地位什么成就
，What races you are, or of any social status,
只要从一位圣灵受洗。
As long as you have been baptized into Holy Spirit,
集合起来就是一个基督身体。
Collectively, we become the body of Christ.
这边所说的从一位圣灵受洗。
Here it says that through one Spirit we are baptized.
不是指着我们领受圣灵。
It doesn't refer to that when we receive the Holy Spirit.
而是我们要接受圣灵亲自见证执行的洗礼。
But rather, we had to accept the baptism witnessed by the Holy Spirit and executed by it.
这个意思就是说，我顺便把这个奥秘告诉大家。
In other words, this is the explanation of the mystery.
当传道，当你接受洗礼的地方，哈
，at the place, at baptismal place, you must have Holy Spirit.
给你施洗的人一定要有圣灵。
The person who baptized you must have Holy Spirit.
如果没有哈，什么都不要讲。
Without these two factors, it's everything we call into question.
7-8年前呢。
7-8 years ago,
我跟可能有来到我们这边的那个陈阳瑞长老，北京的陈阳瑞长老。
I came here with a 陈阳瑞 elder from Beijing.
福建的一个王长老，小王长老。
And elder Wang from Fujian.
我们三个人就坐高铁坐到吉林去。
All three of us we took the high speed train to Jilin in China.
吉林那边。我们有一个教会。
In Jilin, we had a church.
20多年前是由北派的传道人传福音去那边。
Over 20 years ago, there was a preacher from the northern sect that preached evangelized there.
可是他们教会都没有圣灵。
But there was no Holy Spirit in that church.
然后蒙头守逾越节。
And they would cover their faces and to observe the Passover.
祷告面向耶路撒冷。
When they pray, they face Jerusalem.
名字是真耶稣教会。
And in name, it's True Jesus Church.
但是实质不是。
But indeed, they are not.
所以那个教会的负责人跟我们接洽以后。
And when the church board members contacted us,
我们把得救的要道讲说明给他听。
We explained to them the salvation doctrines.
他很感动。
And he was very touched.
他就问我们说要怎么办。
And he asked us, what should we do?
他肯定那个施洗的传道没有圣灵。
And he was sure that the person, the preacher that baptized people did not have Holy Spirit.
我们就跟他说，虽然你的名字叫真耶稣教会。
We replied that even though you are a true Jesus Church in name,
但是生命的本质不是。
But in essence of life, you are not.
跟一般基督教派没两样。
You are no different from any regular Christian denomination.
所以要重新受洗。
Thus, you must be rebaptized.
他说他回去跟他们信徒商量。
He said, I'm going to go back to my members and talk about it.
结果大家都愿意。
And all of them agreed.
我们三个人就去了。
So all three of us went.
我用一天的时间把五大教义说明给他们听。
In one day, we explained to them the five doctrines.
听完我问同不同意。
And afterward, I asked them whether they agree to it.
反对的可以离开。
Whoever disagrees can leave.
大家就说愿意。
But they unanimously agree to it.
好，当天七十几个人都睡在会堂。
On that very same day, over 70 people slept in the chapel.
隔一天凌晨两点多。
Next day, in 2 a.m. in the morning.
点名。
And we took roll calls.
到三点的时候就坐着游览车到松花江畔去。
At 3 a.m. in the morning, we took a bus to Songhua River.
摸黑跟他们施浸。
In pitch blackness, we baptized them.
因为在那个地方不可以让公安看到。
Because we cannot allow the security personnel to see this.
不然的话会来干涉。
Otherwise, the police will interfere.
你看。名字挂真耶稣教会。
And you see, this church had True Jesus Church in name.
但是本质不是，不是神的教会啊。
But in essence, they don't belong to God.
要重新受洗。
They had to be rebaptized.
感谢主。
Thank God.
好，所以这个地方啊，其实就是说圣灵的施浸。
This passage tells us that the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
也就是当传道人奉主耶稣圣名为你施洗。
Is when a preacher baptizes you in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们低下头。
And we bow our heads.
与主死的形状联合。
We are united in the death of God. 然
后带着罪的旧人就跟耶稣同钉十字架。
Then the old self that is carried with sin is nailed on the cross with Christ.
同死。
And die together.
全身入水。
The whole body enter into death.
同埋葬。
To bury together.
我们的罪就被埋葬掉了。
And our sins are buried away.
带着罪的旧人埋葬掉了。
That old self full of sin has been buried away.
那我们这个人跑到哪里去？
Then what about ourselves? Where are we?
圣灵运行在洗礼的地方。
The Holy Spirit is moving amongst the baptismal site.
跟我们重生。
To give us rebirth.
所以洗礼起来。
So after we re-emerge from baptism.
跟基督一同复活的人。
We are a person that have been resurrected together with Christ.
那个复活不是指着末日的复活。
That resurrection doesn't refer to the end-time resurrection.
而是指着生命与神隔绝。重新连接
but refers to the life that was once cut off from God is now reconnected with God.
是圣灵跟我们重生的。
It is the Holy Spirit that enables us the new life.
是人的肉眼看不到的。
It is something that we cannot see with our naked eyes.
内在的生命已经重生了。
But the inner life has been reborn.
所以叫做基督里新造的人。
This is why we are considered the new creation in Christ.
从此以后，基督在我们里面活着。
From now forward, Lord Jesus lives within us.
这个就是。今天耶稣的宝血所建构起来的这个神的帐幕。
Now this is the tabernacle which the Lord Jesus established through His precious blood.
然后这边呢就说饮于一位圣灵。
Here it says drink into one spirit.
就是我们共同领受这个圣灵。
It means that all of us collectively accept this Holy Spirit.
天上的帐幕就是这样降到人间来。
This is how the heavenly tabernacle came into this world.
好，耶稣为我们钉死十字架。
When Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross for us,
升天赐下圣灵。
And He ascended to heaven and rained down the Holy Spirit.
应许的圣灵住在我们心中。
The promised Holy Spirit dwells in our heart.
成就以马内利。
To fulfill Emmanuel.
肉身的同在是短暂的。
The physical abidance is temporary.
好，你看，伊甸园里面短暂的。
We see the Garden of Eden is temporary.
然后铸造帐幕，神要住在中间也短暂的。
And the Old Testament tabernacle, God dwelling is also temporary.
主耶稣成为肉身，说要住在百姓的中间，也是短暂的。
When Lord Jesus became flesh to dwell among the people was only temporary.
但是应许的圣灵住在我们心中。
But when the promised Holy Spirit dwells in our heart,
主耶稣说永远跟我们在一起。
Lord Jesus says He will abide with us forever.
除非你去犯罪。
Unless we have sinned.
啊，不然的话，他永远住在你里边。
Otherwise, Holy Spirit will dwell with us forever.
现在跟我们同在。
He abides with us right
now. 将来也要跟我们同在。
He will abide with us in the future.
啊，这个就是圣灵来成就这一件事情。
This is how Holy Spirit fulfilled this event.
那主耶稣就在这个真帐幕里面做执事。
Now, Lord Jesus is the high priest in this true tabernacle.
也就是做我们慈悲忠心的大祭司。
He became the merciful high priest intermediator for us.
所以我们有软弱。
We have weaknesses.
我们一定要记得天上有一个慈悲忠心的大祭司在不断的替我们祷告。
But we must remember that we have a faithful and merciful high priest who is mediating for us continually.
所以我们要坦然无惧的心来到他施恩的宝座前。
So we have to come before this mercy of throne with boldness.
为要蒙怜悯啊，得恩惠，做随时的帮助。
In order to obtain mercy and the ever-present help.
好，这个就是神的帐幕降到人间的一个过程。
So this is the process in which the heavenly throne came into this world to help us.
那他降到人间的目的是要干嘛
？What's the purpose for this throne on earth?
你看那个启示录二十一章。
Revelation 21。
二十一章的那个第三节下半段
，verse three, the latter half of verse three，
说他要与人同住
，that God will dwell with men。
好，神的帐幕降到人间，就是要与人同住。
When the tabernacle of God descends onto earth, He is to abide with men。
借着什么
？Through what？
啊，借着圣灵内住在我们心中。
Through the indwelling of Holy Spirit in our heart。
哎，所以圣灵住在我们里面，就与我们同住。
When the Holy Spirit dwells inside our heart, He abides with us.
然后成就基督的身体，在地上也在天上。
And He will fulfill that the body of Christ is both on earth and also in heaven.
因为主耶稣不是有讲过吗
？Didn't Lord Jesus mention this before?
将来你们必看见天开了。
In the future, you shall see the heaven
open. 神的使者要在人子的身上。上去下来
，and the messenger of God will travel back and forth upon the body of Christ.
这个人子的身上，其实是指着他圣灵所建立得救神的教会。
This body of the Son of Man refers to the Church of Salvation, which have been redeemed by Jesus Christ.
我们这个教会就是天使在那边上去下来的。
Our church is the heavenly ladder in which the angels travel back and forth.
就是通往天上的天梯。
It is the heavenly ladder that reaches to heaven.
也是天的门跟神的殿。
It is also the gate to heaven and the throne of God.
那主耶稣曾经这样讲。
And Lord Jesus once said this.
我们看那个约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
第三章来看十三节。
John chapter 3, verse 13. No one has ascended to heaven, but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven.
好，主耶稣说，除了从天降下能救在天的人子，没有人到天上去。
That the Son of Man who came down from heaven, but is still in heaven.
这很难想象，对不对？
This is very hard to imagine.
从天降下，可是能救在天。
He ascended from heaven, but he's still in heaven.
那现在就是借着基督的身体。
And this has been fulfilled through the body of Jesus Christ.
圣灵建立教会。
Holy Spirit establishes church.
基督的身体在地上，我们大家都在地上生活啊。
And the body of Christ is on earth, and all of us we are living on earth.
可是我们是天上的国民啊。
But we are heavenly citizens.
所以基督的身体在地上，可是能救在天上。
Thus, the body of Christ is on earth, but is still in heaven.
在地又在天。
It is on earth, but also in heaven.
哦，这个就是。神的帐幕来降到人间的第一个目的。
This is the very first purpose for God's heavenly throne to be descended upon earth.
第二个目的
，second purpose，
就是要借着在这个帐幕里面服侍的众人得到荣耀。
It's through the service of the people within the tabernacle to glorify God.
我们来翻回来启示录第四章。
Turn back to Revelation chapter 4.
第四章第六节后半段
Verse 6, the latter half
你看他这边就讲到宝座中 跟宝座的周围有四活物
But in the midst and around the throne, there are four living creatures.
意思就是说，这个宝座里面充满，它的中间周围都有充满了四活物。
This means in and around the throne are filled with the four living creatures.
这个四活物就是指着我们这些成圣的信徒。
These four living creatures refer to all of us who have become sanctified.
然后遍体啊，都满了眼睛。
And that it is full of eyes throughout.
完全的智慧，完全的属灵。
To show that there is complete wisdom and complete spirituality.
然后他们在干嘛？
What were they doing?
第八节
Verse 8.
不住地在说圣哉圣哉主神、哦、主神是昔在今在以后永在的全能者
They're continuing to say Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty Who is and Who was, is and is to come
也就是日夜在侍奉神
They serve God day and night、
啊、这个就是早上、啊、我们歌主是所说赞美主
This is what we have heard this morning to praise God
我们今天就在这个宝座周围跟中间在这边服侍神啊。
And today we are serving God in and around the throne of God.
怎么实现这件事情
？How can we fulfill this?
你看那个哥罗西书
，Colossians
第三章
，Chapter 3。
哥罗西书第三章
，Colossians 3，
第三节第四节
，Verse 3 and 4. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
第四节。
Verse,
yeah. 有好，好，你看，当我们接受啊受罪的洗礼以后
，Once we have to receive the baptism to remission of sin，
带着罪的旧人已经死了
，That old man filled with sin is already dead。
那我们这个生命是圣灵给我们重生的生命
，But this new life is one that has been enabled by the Holy Spirit。
是基督活在我们里面的生命
，It is a life of, with a, the living Christ within us。
所以。你看，他说我们的生命就跟基督一同藏在神里边。
Says our life is hidden with Christ in God.
哎，神的宝座里边，周围充满了四活物。
Inside the throne of God, and around it is filled with four living creatures.
我们的生命藏在跟基督藏在神里边。
Our life together with Christ is hidden within God.
那基督就是我们的生命。
And Christ is our life.
啊，他显现的时候，我们也要跟他一同显现在荣耀里。
When he appears, we too will appear with him in glory.
哎，所以。基督的身体在地又在天。
The body of Christ is both on earth and in heaven.
我们跟他一同藏在家那个神的里面。
And together with Christ, we are within God.
以弗所书第二章第五节就讲。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 5 tells us.
我们受洗以后
，After we have been baptized,
跟基督一同复活
，We resurrect together with Christ.
一同坐在天上
，And to reign together in heaven.
那个一同复活不是指着末日的复活。
The resurrection together is not the resurrection in the end days.
而是这个与神隔绝的生命重新连接。
But rather, the life that was once cut off from God is now reconnected to God.
然后一同坐在天上
，And now together we sit in heaven.
我们肉身在地上生活。
And physically, we are on earth.
我们生命跟基督一同藏在神里面呢。
But our life is hidden with Christ in God.
所以一同坐在天上。
And thus, we are also sitting in heaven right now.
我们叫做天上的国民。
This is why we are considered heavenly citizens.
这很难想象吧
？This is hard to fathom.
可是我们确实是这种样子。
But this is indeed
the fact. 所以你如果明白这种道理哦，你会很感恩。
If you understand this mystery, you will be very thankful. What type of person are we?
竟然能够得到这么大的一个救恩。
How can we receive this such awesome mighty grace?
跟基督一同藏在神的里面。
That together with Christ we are hidden in God.
好，那既然我们这么尊贵的身份
，And since we have such very elite and high and mighty status,
我们要像四活物一样的服侍。
We must serve just like the four living creatures.
服侍最终的目标就是要让神得荣耀。
The ultimate aim of service is to glorify God.
四活物第一个有狮子。
The four living creatures consist of first lion,、
哦就是、勇敢
meaning bravery.
不怕操练
They are unafraid of discipline.
不怕逼迫
They are unafraid of persecution.、
啊、要像狮子一样
Just like a roaring lion.
第二个是牛犊
Second is like an ox.
牛犊不是为了耕田，牛犊是为了献祭
Ox is not for tilling the land, but to be sacrificed.
也就是我们信主以后要把身体献上当活祭
Meaning that after we believe in the Lord, we have to offer our body as a living sacrifice.
每个人有决志、啊、为主而活，为主而死。
Everyone must have this dedication and devotion to live and to die for Christ.
第三个人
Thirdly, human form.、
啊、要有一个完全的人的样子。
We need to have a complete human form.、
哎、不可以、啊、生活好像、 不在这天在地上一样。
We cannot live as though we don't belong this world.
法利赛人的生活就好像不在地上。
Don't belong to heaven.
啊，那个就太超越了。
The Pharisees live in a way as though they're not part of the earth.
那个不是神啊所喜悦的。
They live in a way that did not please God.
好，那第四个飞鹰。
Fourthly, the eagle.
啊，就是要有属灵的眼光。
Flying eagle means that you need to have spiritual eyesight.
眼睛要看得远一点。
You have to set your vision
far ahead. 知道我们人生的目标在哪里。
To understand what is the ultimate goal of our life.
那我们具备这样的一个特性，来服侍神。
And we must have encompass all these four special characteristics as we serve God.
透过我们的服侍，让神得荣耀。
Through our service, we can glorify God.
那怎么实践？把这件事情实现呢
？How can we fulfill this？
第一个
，First，
我们必须要了解。
We must understand。
现在是基督活在我们里面的生命。
Right now, this very instant, Jesus Christ is living in us。
我们不可以只为自己而活。
We cannot selfishly just live for ourselves。
要问住在我里面的基督，我该怎么活
？We need to ask Lord Jesus, who lives within us, how we live our life。
来看腓立比书。
Philippians。
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians 2.
腓立比书第二章十三节。
Philippians 2 verse 13.
好，你念。
For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do His good pleasure.
你看这边就讲，我们立志行事，都是神在我们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
It is God who works in us, both to will and to do His good pleasure.
以弗所书第二章第十节说。
Ephesians 2 verse 10 tells us
我们乃是神的工作
that we are the work of God
借着耶稣基督所造成的
and we are created through Jesus Christ
为要叫我们行善
in order to do good
就是基督所预备叫我们去行的
to do what Lord Jesus has prepared for us to do
我们是神的工作人
we are the handiwork of God
一切都是借着基督造成的
everything has been created through Jesus Christ
也就是天上的帐幕是基督来支搭的
Meaning the heavenly tabernacle have been directed by Jesus to build.
那神的目的在哪里
？What is the purpose?
要有啊，要叫我们去行善。
For us to do good.
啊，就是基神所预备叫我们去行的。
To do the good that Lord have prepared for us to do.
这个行善就是说神的旨意，我们要去把它实现。
Doing good means that we have to fulfill God's will.
那神的旨意怎么我们怎么去把它实现呢
？How do we fulfill God's will?
我们日常的生活。
In our daily lives,
一定要养成读经祷告的习惯。
We must form the habit to read the Bible and pray.
要丰丰富富的把神的话领受存记在心里。
We have to store the word of God abundantly into our heart.
要学会靠圣灵进入真理里面。
We must learn to rely upon the Holy Spirit to enter into the truth.
让我们满心明白神的旨意。
So we can fully understand God's will.
让我们的思想就等于是神的思想一样。
So our thought will be equivalent to the thoughts of God.
所以当我们立志行事，有一个念头出来了。
So when we have a thought that pops into our mind,
我做什么决定了
？When we are to make this decision,
神的话马上浮现出来。
Then the word of God will also surface.
神的旨意，圣灵就将神的旨意显明给我们知道。
And God will through the Holy Spirit reveal to us.
那我们知道这样做才对。
Then we will understand this is the right step to take.
我们就靠圣灵把它实践出来。
Then we will rely upon the Holy Spirit to fulfill it.
所以才说啊，我们立志行事是神的灵在我们心中运行。
So this is why it says that we do everything according to the Holy Spirit, moving amongst us.
来成就他的美意。
In order to fulfill His good pleasure.
这是我们每一位弟兄姐妹要追求的人生生活模式。
This is the model of lifestyle that all of us must pursue.
信了耶稣，不要我行我素。
After we believe in Jesus Christ, we cannot do as we please.
不要只要我喜欢，有何不可
？We cannot live with the mentality as long as I like it, I can do whatever I want.
要懂得以基督的心为心。
But instead, we have to learn to consider God's heart as
our heart. 如果是基督，他应该会怎么做？
And what would Lord Jesus do in our case?
因为现在基督活在我里面呢。
Because Jesus lives in our heart right
now. 我就要想啊，这件事情如果基督他应该会怎么做
？We must ponder if in this instance, what would Lord Jesus do?
那因为我们把神的话丰富领受来了
，and because we have stored God's word abundantly in us,
圣灵就会让我们想起神的话来。
The Holy Spirit will reveal to us God's words.
神的话就是神的旨意。
God's word is His will.
那我们想起来了。
When He reminds us,
我们的思想跟神的思想结合
，and our thoughts are connected to God's thoughts.
我们就把这个思想实践出来。
Then we can carry forward this will.
这个叫做立志行事。都是神的灵在运行。
And this is how we can fulfill that we do everything according to the Spirit's guidance.
来成就他的美意。
In order to fulfill His good pleasure.
来看以弗所书。
Ephesians.
以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians 3.
二十节，二十一节。
Verse 20 and 21. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
当我们有这样的一个立志的时候，
When we have this determination,
神会为非常的悦纳。
The Lord will be so pleased.
他就会啊，借着圣灵来充充足足的成就一切。超过我们所求所想的。
He will, through the Holy Spirit, to fulfill everything that is way beyond what we ask or think.
然后神就因着我们把神的旨意实践。
And because God see that we have fulfilled His will.
他就在我们中间。
He will mobilize amongst us.
就是教会。
Which is the church.
得到荣耀了。
So that there will be glory.
这个就是神的帐幕。降到人间的一个第二目的。
This is the second purpose for God's heavenly tabernacle to be established on earth.
他在我们身上要得到荣耀。
God wants to receive glory through our body.
那第三的目的呢？
What's the third purpose?
二十一章讲到，不再有流眼泪。
In Revelation 21, that there is no more tears.
不再有病痛。
No more pain or sickness.
也不再痛苦。
And no more sufferings.
那个其实是指着基督里的恩惠。
That is in reference to the grace of Christ.
也就是我们要靠主常常喜乐。
Meaning that we have to rely on the Lord to be often joyful.
一个就是神的帐幕降到人间的第三个目的。
This is a third purpose for the heavenly tabernacle to be amongst us.
让每一个神所拣选的人。
So that everyone that has been chosen by God.
在基督里重新回到伊甸园，过着无忧无虑的生活。
Within Christ will go back to the Garden of Eden to live a life that is carefree.
重新享受神的恩惠。
To once again enjoy the grace of God. How do you enjoy it?
我们毕竟带着肉体在日光下面呢。
We have a fleshly body and we live on earth.
毕竟要面对很多考验呢。
We have to face many trials and challenges. What do we do?
所以腓立比书第四章第四节就讲。
Philippians 4:4 tells us.
叫我们要靠主常常喜乐。
That we have to rely on the Christ to be always joyful.
喜乐。不是由立志得到的。
Joy is not something we can obtain through self-determination.
喜乐必须由靠主得到。
Joy is something that we can obtain only by relying on Christ.
靠主的意思就是过信心的生活。
Depending on Christ means we have to live a new life.
也就是圣经里面有许许多多神的应许。
Meaning that there are so many promises of God in the Bible.
你要把它相信下去。
We must first believe.
并且把它紧紧抓住这些应许。
And then to seize these promises tightly.
所以我们的祷告是一种领受的祷告。
So our prayer is a prayer of receiving.
因为是抓住神的应许要去请求神把它实现的嘛。
Because we have seized upon God's promises and asking God to fulfill His promises.
所以是很有把握的。
Therefore, it's something that is very assuring.
就是靠主。
For we are relying upon God.
过信心的生活。
To live a life of faith.
好，当你懂得靠主过信心的生活的时候，
Once we know how to rely upon God to live a life of faith,
还要加上一样功夫，
We need to add upon it another discipline.
一无挂虑，
Which is to be worry-free.
一无挂虑就是交托。
Worry-free means that we entrust.
这个功夫比较困难。
This is a harder job.
我们大部分都会祷告，会靠主。
Most of us, we will pray and depend on God.
但是一无挂虑很难。
But to be carefree is hard.
这个就是从生活的历练里面累积起来的。
And this is something a product of you accumulate through your daily life.
当我们对神的认识越深，
Once we have a deeper understanding of God,
那我们对神的信实慈爱能力，我们就能够相信更深。
Then we will have a deeper conviction of God's mercy and His promises.
就更能够交托把一切交托给神。
And this will compel us to even entrust more so to God.
当我们没办法交托的时候。
When we are incapable of entrusting to God,
我们就要像他第四章第六节所讲的。
We need to do like what is said in chapter 4, verse 6.
凡事借着祷告、祈求跟感谢。
In all things through prayer and thanksgiving.
把我们所要的告诉神。
And we tell God of everything that we
need. 我们的神不会斥责人。
Our God will not scold us.
你有什么你就跟他讲。
If you have some need, you just express it to him.
凡事借着祷告、祈求告诉他。
Everything through prayer and pleading to God.
当你从哀怨的那种祷告，或是 悲伤的祷告
when we turn from a grumbling or a sad prayer,
能够慢慢转变到献上感谢
and gradually turn to a thanksgiving, a joyful prayer,
你的面对的苦难没有改变
the troubles facing us is unchanged,
但是你可以献上感谢的时候
but when we can still offer a thanksgiving prayer,
在苦难中欣赏神的旨意
and even in the midst of our troubles, we appreciate God's will,
也代表着你已经交托了
This tells us that we have entrusted completely.
这个就是神要约伯学的功夫。
This is the very lesson that God wanted Job to learn.
在极度苦难当中
that in the midst of your deep tribulation,
不但要以神为义
you not only have to consider God as your righteousness,
还要进一步的赞啊欣赏神的旨意
but to go one step further and to appreciate God's will.
这个是义人的信心。
This is the heart of a righteous man.
那当你能够献上感谢，就是交托了。
When we can offer a thanksgiving prayer, then we have entrusted
那交托啊,
God.
啊，就是后面神所赐出人意外的平安，就在基督耶稣里保守你的心怀意念。
When we entrust to God, then the peace that transcends all understanding in Christ will come to us.
你本来忧伤的，整个就改变了。
What was previously sad will all turn away.
他保守你的心怀意念了。
For God protect our heart and thoughts.
那恩典就从这个时候开始了。
And grace will start from this point forward.
这是主在日光之下赐给我们这些属他的人的一个最大的恩惠。
This is the greatest privilege and grace that God gives us on earth.
要让我们在日光之下过着在地如天的生活。
That on earth we are able to live as though we are in heaven.
这样的话，那个神的帐幕，来降到人间，三个目的就实现了。
In this way, when the heavenly tabernacle descends upon earth is already fulfilled in us.
那神的帐幕究竟是在天上啊?
Is the heavenly tabernacle still in heaven?
所以不能永远永远降在地上啊。
It cannot dwell permanently on earth.
所以时间到，他要把这个帐幕接回去。
So when at God's appointed time, he will bring back this throne back to heaven.
你看启示录第二十一章。
Revelation 21.
启示录二十一章第二节。
21 verse 2 Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
圣城新耶路撒冷就是神的帐幕从天而降
Holy city, New Jerusalem, is God's heavenly tabernacle, coming down from heaven.
施恩惠给世人
To give grace to the earthly people.
也面对了许多的考验
To help us overcome many trials.
但是在考验中也要预备整齐
But in amidst our trials, we have to prepare ourselves for receiving.
我们这段时间就是在等候啊。
Because in this period of time, we are waiting.
所以等候的当中，我们要警醒预备。
While we are waiting, we need to remain watchful and alert.
你看圣经里面，如果讲到主再临，都是讲要警醒预备。
And in the Bible, whenever there's a mention of Lord Jesus' second coming, it always says that be watchful and alert.
在灵性上预备。
To be prepared in spirit.
在侍奉上预备。
To be prepared in our service.
在实践彼此相爱上预备。
And to be prepared in how we love one another.
当我们预备好了。
When we are completely prepared.
就是新妇装得最美的时候了。
That is when the bride is at her most beautiful moment.
这个教会啊，将来其实是不是指着所有信主的人哦，不是哦。
This church does not refer to everybody who believe in God.
而是指着敬畏神的人哦。
But refers to those who fear God.
你看那个二十二章，启示录二十二章。
Let's turn to Revelation 22.
第十节十一节。
Verse 10 and 11. And he said to me, Do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand.He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still.
你看，越到末后会分哦。
When we are closer, drawing closer toward the end, there will be a very distinct differentiation.
不义的仍然叫他不义。
Those who are unjust will remain unjust.
那污秽仍然叫他污秽。
Filthy continue to be filthy.
就是不遵行天父旨意的。
Meaning those who refuse to obey God's will.
分开了。
They will be separated.
那新妇装饰整齐是主后面这个。
But the bride who is well prepared refer to the latter half.
那主耶稣就来从天来把我们迎接回去。
Then Lord Jesus will come from heaven and to receive us back to heaven.
这个真帐幕就永远在天上了。
Then this heavenly tabernacle will remain forever in heaven.
成为灵体。
And we will be spiritualized.
面对面见到神的真体。
We will be able to see God face to face.
永远在这个。帐幕里面侍奉神
and to forever serve God in this tabernacle
同在
to abide together
with God. 神救赎的经纶就完成了。
Then God's salvation plan will be fulfilled.
所以弟兄姐妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们的教会，
our church,
不是哪一个人设立的。
It is not established by any individual.
我们的教会跟世人所设立的教派不同。
Our church differs from the regular denominations.
我们的教会是圣灵从天降下来的。
Our church is the tabernacle that Holy Spirit descends from heaven.
所以我们今天已经都住在这里边了。
All of us are living within this tabernacle right
now. 不要因为看到人的软弱来影响你对这个教会的信心。
We should not allow human flaws to impact on our faith in God.
我们一定要保守自己的脚步。
Instead, we have to preserve our steps.
这一双脚，耶稣给你洗过。
Because our feet have been washed by Jesus Christ.
他告诉你要跟他有份。
He told us that he wants us to be part
of him. 就是叫你永远站在他的爱里面。
To stand forever within his love.
不要离开他的爱。
Do not depart from his love.
因为你离开他的爱，什么都没有了。
Because when we depart from his love, we have nothing.
恶者迷惑就是要让你离开他的爱。
The evil one's intent is to take us away from his love.
就把你掳掠掉。
And to devour us.
所以你要保守你的心。
So we have to preserve our heart.
让你的脚步永远站在这个恩典里面。
To keep our steps forever in God's grace.
欢欢喜喜的盼望将来的荣耀。
So that in joy and peace we can look toward God's heavenly glory.
我的分享就到这边。
This concludes.
我一起唱赞美诗。
Let's sing him.
215首。
215.